Come on, really? I've experienced this in real life. Like when you go to this place, I won't say it, but you know the place. They're almost annoyed when they have to actually work or do a dance, table dance. Like they just want to sit at the bar and have dudes pay them to just sit there and talk to them. It's ridiculous. But hey, I guess if she could keep her job like this, then it is what it is. That's why there's no dollars up there.
If the Yankees were going to win a World Series, but you had to give each other a hall pass, would you do it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, why do you have to hesitate?
Who does she have to?
You can pick anyone who you want. Who would you pick?
Anyone in the world? My ex-boyfriend?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's the end of the relationship. You was hoping that she would say Derek Jeter, you know, Johnny Depp, Zac Efron, but she said her ex. That smile right there, he's smiling through the pain. Ooh, how do you come back from that? Yeah.
Who would you pick?
What? You.
Aww.
So after she just played you and said she would pick her ex-boyfriend, you still felt compelled to be a sweetheart and say, oh, I would pick you, honey. Yeah, this dude, he lacks confidence and self-esteem. I guess, I don't know.
I'm sorry, why the ex-boyfriend?
We're going to fight about this.
Why the ex-boyfriend? He's gone, you can tell
him. He was a good lover.
Oh, okay.
Yikes.
Wow.
You can do anything to a woman, but you can't woo her.
Women are addicted to drama. You watch TV shows. Women watch serial killers documentaries to relax. Like, this is the reality of females. You want drama. You want excitement. It's not a bad thing. You watch the Kardashians. You don't want it smooth. The point I'm making is that you're right. Sometimes women are attracted to very, very toxic men because toxic men are not boring. Mm. You're never bored with a nutcase. And then after a crazy guy, you try and get with a normal guy and you end up being very, very bored. So you're right. You can do anything to a woman except bore her. A lot of these dudes are out here treating women like complete shit, but she's staying because she's not bored.
Ladies, stop chasing excitement. It doesn't end well. Chase stability and learn how to be excited in that stable relationship with that good dude. That's what you need to spend your time, effort, and energy on. Because that's going to work out in the long term. When your looks fade. A lot of trauma and a lot of heartbreak come with chasing that excitement.
And it's boring everywhere else in comparison. So it's just certainly true as a paradigm. It's true. Girls just want to have fun. Cindy Law.
Baby girls. If you keep attracting the wrong type of men into your life, don't go anywhere and listen on my words of advice that's going to help you bring you the perfect man. All right, number one.
Okay, that's the problem right there. No such thing as a perfect man. And just because you're cute doesn't mean you deserve the perfect man, even if he did exist. A lot more go into it than just being cute. I mean, cute get old after a while. After I done looked at you 10 times and we did the do 10 times, cute don't hold that much weight no more. How do you treat me? Are you going to be a good mother? How's your personality? How do you act when you get mad? Like, so much. So many women think, because I'm cute, I deserve the perfect man. Go deeper, ladies. Go deeper.
If he is not texting you, if he is not calling you, if he is not checking up on you, do not bother wasting your energy, your breath, your time trying to see how he's doing when he can't even ask you how you're doing. Do not do it, because then it's going to bring your self-worth from up here all the way down here.
She really feel like she dropping the mic. This is basic first grader stuff.
And he's going to be like, oh, wow, she's still into me even though I'm not even putting in any effort. Okay, that's easy. Then you know what he's going to be doing? Asking you to come over late at night to Netflix and chill. He's going to have zero respect for you. No. You got to say, no, that doesn't work for me. But if you want to take me on an actual date, I would like to do that.
Not going to happen. He's not interested. And how many times did she have to get pumped and dumped before she had this epiphany? 623 times or what? I'm just asking.
Then he's going to be like, oh, dang, this girl don't play. Because you a queen, you a baddie, so stop letting these little boys walk all over you.
How many genders are there?
I don't know. I just got here.
Hey, nobody knows these days. Maybe one day we could figure it out. Maybe one day science could nail it down. Or maybe not. Maybe that's the whole point. It never gets nailed down, so people could just come up with stuff day by day. Or, hey, I don't know. I'm not trying to offend anybody. But when y'all figure it out, let me know.